Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
A valiant effort from the Barracuda, but they just fall short on the road against the Colorado Eagles. They have now dropped 8 straight inside of the Blue Arena against Colorado as they fall tonight by a final score of 6-3. The game was tied late in the third. Anybody's at that point, but a goal with 3 minutes to go in regulation from TJ Tynan turns out to be the game winner. Colorado tacks on a couple of empty netters, including one from Jacob McDonald, the former Shark and Barracuda defender, as he completes the hat trick in Colorado. Picks up their second straight win. They're up to 26 victories on the year and up now to 58 points on the season, just 3 points behind first-placed Calgary in the American Hockey League's Pacific Division. The Barracuda, meanwhile, are now 24-15-2-3. They will stay put at 53 points, 2 games below 500 on the road now at 8-10-1-1. They have dropped their last 4 straight away from TechCU Arena as tonight kicked off a 4-game road trip. Let's recap this one. It certainly started off well for John McCarthy's team. On the game's first shot, the Barracuda would take a 1-0 lead. After Colorado was called for too many men on the ensuing power play, 5 seconds into it, Pavel Regenda would backhand home his 6th of the year, second in a Barracuda sweater, and the Barracuda up 1-0 early in the first. As the 5th-ranked penalty kill. Off the draw, Barracuda control, up high for Cagnoni, shoots, that's blocked, it's free, backhanded home, they score! Barracuda do quick work on the power play, Pavel Regenda cleans up the loose puck and puts it home on the backhand. So the Barracuda jump out to a 1-0 lead, Regenda's 6th from Cagnoni and Gustin on the power play. Exactly 2 minutes after Colorado was called for too many men, the Barracuda would take a hooking penalty, and on the ensuing man advantage, Jacob McDonald, the former Shark and Barracuda blue liner, would receive a pass through the seam, and he would one-time the puck past Georgi Romanov on the right wing for his 18th goal of the year and his 10th on the power play to level things up at 1-1. Most recently, this last campaign, tied it up high to the point. Handed off far side, one-timer, they score! And guess who? It's Jacob McDonald, his 10th power play goal of the year. A one-time snipe from the right circle beats Romanov, and the Eagles had tied the game. McDonald wasn't done in the first. At 12:22, he'd get a friendly home ice carom as he would put the puck on net. It would graze off the right pad of Georgi Romanov, carom off the back wall, bounce back off the goaltender Romanov and in, and the Colorado Eagles had a 2-1 lead on McDonald's 19th, second of the opening period. Unassisted goal for the veteran defender. 45 left here in the first period. 1-1 is our score, live from Colorado. There's a shot from Will out. Came off the back wall. Oh, no, a pinball's off for Romanov and in. Romanov was staying the game for a couple more minutes, but then he was pulled during a media timeout. We would later find out it was due to a lower body injury, so Yaroslav Askarov would come into the game in relief. He would make the final saves in the period to keep it at a 2-1 deficit, and in the second, the Barracuda would find a way to tie it up. On their third power play, Daniil Gustin, from a pass from Luca Cagnoni, would snap one through a screen Kevin Mandelese to tie the score up at 2-2 in the second period for Goosh. His 3rd goal in his last 2 games. Simon's done that in the game. Here's a chance. In time for Bordolo. Mandelese with the blocker save. Back to the point it goes. Now Gustin. His shot. He scores. Daniil Gustin wires one through a screen. We're tied up at 2-2. Great shot from Gustin. Barracuda had managed to tie it up in the second period. Cuda would go on to a 4-on-3 power play. Unfortunately, they really couldn't get much going on the advantage. And just as it was expiring, Colorado would actually have a great shorthanded chance. The penalty would end, but the puck would stay in the Barracuda zone. And during that sequence, Colorado would draw a penalty. And during the delayed call, Nikita Pryshpapov would put Colorado back ahead. His 8th of the year from Ashan and Dan Mayer, time of the go-ahead goal at 13:34. That was the final goal in the second period, so we would go to the third with the Barracuda trailing by a count of 3-2. In the third at 4:27, Thomas Bortolo would receive a pass from Colin White and beat goaltender Mandalese blocker side to give the Barracuda their third goal of the game and level things up at 3-3. Two cities about as far apart as it goes in the NHL. Here's a chance for Bortolo, shoots and scores! He rips one off the post and in, and we're tied at 3-3. Great shot from Thomas Bortolo, game all tied at 3-3. So anybody's game at that point, and the Barracuda would play hard in the third period, continuing to press, continuing to push, but unfortunately, the puck in the offensive zone would get beyond the San Jose defense, leading to an on-man rush in transition. And John Lundvig would swing the puck on target, coming down the left wing side. TJ Tynan would crash the net. It would carom off of his shin guard and in. Tynan's seventh of the year, the game winner at the 17-minute mark of period number three. And the Eagles will whip it near side. Lundvig coming on the wing, shoots, save made, it came off, but Tynan, they score! It hits TJ Tynan, I think, around the knee and in. It's a late goal for the Eagles with 3 minutes to go in regulation. A killer late. Colorado goes on to tack on a couple of empty netters. Olausen his eighth, and then McDonald his third of the game and 20th of the season as Colorado seals the 6-3 victory. Again, with the victory, Colorado 26-12-4-2. The Barracuda now 24-15-2-3. These teams will run it back tomorrow. Same time, same venue. We'll be on air with pregame coverage starting at 5:35 Pacific with a scheduled 6:05 puck drop here in Loveland. Final shots, 38-24. Colorado wins the shot clock throughout the game, the 60-minute game, but also outshot the Barracuda in the third, 9-8. Cuda did go 2-for-4 on the power play. Colorado went 1-for-3 on the advantage. Winning goaltender is Kevin Mandalese. His record now improves to 2-1 against San Jose on the year. He is now 9-4 on the campaign. Yaroslav Askarov suffers the loss in relief. He is now 9-6-1 on the year, 0-2 against Colorado in two games. Let's go over our three stars. Nikita Prishchapov is our number three star. He had a goal and an assist, a game-high +3 rating. And I say game high, incorrect in that, because Jacob McDonald had a +5 rating in the victory for Colorado. Prishchapov had a +3 rating, as did John Lundvig, but Prishchapov is our number three star. Number two star is TJ Tynan. The veteran forward finishes also with a goal and an assist, a +2 rating. He had the game winner and three shots on net. Number one star, Jacob McDonald, the former Shark and Barracuda defender, finished with three goals, as we noted, a +5 rating, four shots on net, and a couple of penalty minutes for McDonald. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 30 minutes, 5,089 sod here at the Blue Arena. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Again, our pregame coverage starts at 5:35 as these teams run it back for the second game of back-to-back, and the Barracuda continue along on their four-game road trip. Our broadcast coverage can be heard tomorrow on the Sharks Audio Network. You can also find us at sjbarracuda.com/listen. And, of course, you can watch the game on HLTV on Flow Hockey. A final from Lovin, Colorado 6, the Barracuda 3. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us, and we hope you join us again tomorrow. But until tomorrow, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Blue Arena in Loveland. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.
Barracuda.
This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.